Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're running through Matthew. We're almost done and we're going to finish it by the end of this month. And I'm so excited about that and excited to tell you about what we're going to tackle next. I've actually changed my mind about what we're going to tackle next. So, hey, some of you might not know this, but this is an international podcast. It goes all over the world and anyone who speaks English can, I mean, you can speak any language and listen to it, but it helps if you speak English. But one of the things I've asked throughout the past couple years is if you are listening, you're a new listener, and you're from another country other than the United States, if you could drop me an email, mary@marydemuth.com, and let me know how you've heard about the podcast and maybe share how it's affected you. It really helped me out, and it's encouraging to William and Kristen who help with this podcast. So thanks for doing that in advance. We're in Matthew 27, verses 15 through 26 in the modern English version of the Bible that says this. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the people a prisoner whom they chose. They had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had handed him over out of envy. When he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much today in a dream on account of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and kill Jesus. The governor answered, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They said to him, "Let him be crucified." The governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail, but rather that unrest was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man. See to it yourselves." Then all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. But when he had scourged Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you. Those two words do not seem to be enough, but thank you. Thank you for enduring all of that for the sake of inviting us into your family to become your children. We are your children, and we are brothers and sisters of one another, and all of this was inaugurated by you, by your a raucous act of obedience, your outrageous grace, your beautiful obedience. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We just stand in awe of you today and we worship you. You know what? Around us are all sorts of problems. Around us are worries aplenty. I have friends out there who are stressing about money and jobs. And Lord Jesus, would you just come near? Would you provide? I have friends out there who are sick and need to be healed, or they need to experience your presence in the midst of their sickness. Would you just be near? Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. I have friends out there who are lamenting the loss of a loved one. There is grief. The grief is thick. It's thick upon their tongue, and they can't even speak of it. It's so hard. Jesus, you wept outside the tomb of Lazarus, and you weep alongside us when we grieve. Help us to grieve well. Wipe the tears from our eyes, Lord. Help us to remember that there is a coming day, a new heavens and a new earth when everything will be made right and we can let out our breath of anxiety finally. There are people out there today who are battling anxiety and depression and panic attacks and battling different levels of mental illness. And Lord, I lift them up to you and I pray you'd have mercy on them. I pray that you would give them deep, deep peace. And so I'm reminded of the hymn, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, flowing as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of his love, leading onward, leading homeward to that glorious rest above." Lord, that is what we want. We need rest. We're tired. We're weary. We know you understand because of this scripture passage we've read today. You have walked through hell for us. And so for those who are walking through hell today, I pray you would shed light and bring hope and joy and mercy and grace and peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a delight. You are a delight, and I am so grateful for you.